Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They're a really good football team. If we go back and we can say we turned it over, I think, three times that game, you're not going to win many football games doing that. We got to have all hands on deck, and we're going to need everybody this week.
That is Bills quarterback Josh Allen. We are still awaiting Bills head coach Sean McDermott to give us a ring here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday here on WGR. Sal Capaccio along with you. We expect to hear from the Bills head coach shortly. When we do, we'll get an injury update heading into Sunday's contest. Also, a big injury update from the Patriots, by the way. Their excellent linebacker, pass rusher, Harold Landry, did not practice yesterday with a knee injury, which was a change from Wednesday when he was limited. He was injured 2 weeks ago in their game against the Giants. They did have a bye week. He was limited on Wednesday, like, okay, and then he shows up as a non-participant yesterday with a knee injury. So very interested to see where that goes with Harold Landry with the New England Patriots. He leads their team with sacks, 7.5 sacks. Will Campbell is still, there's their left tackle, young left tackle they drafted. He's still, he's on injured reserve, so he's going to be out some time. And we know Milton Williams, also their excellent interior defensive lineman, is out as well. He's on injured reserve with that ankle. So the last few weeks, since they've lost Milton Williams, they've been a little more susceptible to the run. And I do wonder if the Bills lean into that more this game, the way that they ran the ball in Carolina when they went on the road, the way they ran the ball in Pittsburgh when they went on the road. Not saying they can do that necessarily against New England, but I think they'd love to be able to do something similar to that, to control the game on the ground, run the ball that way against a Patriots team that has had some struggles recently with stopping the run. 803-0550 is the number to call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Dan Dale, producer back at WGR. I'm in Studio Capaccio, by the way, today. Got some fresh digs coming up in our studio. I can't even say anything on the WGR studio. So I was steering clear so they could do their work today. So I'm at Studio Capaccio. Dan's back there today behind the glass. So can we play some NFL music here while we give you what went on in the league last night and what's going to happen this weekend, as we wait for Sean McDermott to give us a call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show? Let's start with last night. Falcons-Buccaneers. Falcons, like, give them credit, folks. They were down, or they were already basically eliminated. They were eliminated last week from the playoffs. They go on a short week to Tampa. They have, not much to play for. Tampa has everything to play for. They're playing for a division title here. Big race in the South. Short week. They're down two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. They come back to win 29-28. They go for two twice. They don't get it. Crazy plays in this game. They have an easy touchdown pass dropped by the former Bill David Sills, wide receiver David Sills the fifth. Then he catches a big catch on fourth down. There's a fumble that there's a screenshot I posted. Seven Buccaneers in their creamsicle jerseys around this ball. One Falcon. And the Falcons came up with it. It wasn't even that guy. It was another guy who came in. Crazy. 29-28 Falcons, and Kyle Pitts had an amazing day and night, I should say. 11 catches, 166 yards, 3 touchdowns. Congratulations for all of you who had Kyle Pitts in your fantasy lineup last night. I did have Mike Evans. I asked Mike Schoep if I should start Mike Evans. He said yes. It helped me out with my fantasy team last night. We'll get to the rest of the NFL schedule. Sunday's a big week, week number 15 in the NFL. But right now, let's get to the Western Hotline with Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, Get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me on the Wester Hotline. Good morning, coach. Welcome to a Football Friday, and hope you had a great week.
Good morning to you as well, Sal, and everyone out there. We've had a great week. It's been a great week in Western New York, and we're looking forward to the weekend.
You have another player of the week, and this time a guy, no stranger to it, Josh Allen, wins AFC Offensive Player of the Week. The game he put together last week, Coach, I know he had these amazing plays, and I've said all week, I think the efficiency, though, in the snow, close to 80% completion percentage. I know you've already said what you have to say about your quarterback throughout the years, but just how about the game he put together last week in those conditions, under those circumstances, to be the leader of your team in all situations?
No, he did a great job, to your point. I mean, he threw it well, he ran it well, ran it obviously at two very important times of the game and made two big plays for us to seal the game. So couldn't have asked for more. And also, to your point, the efficiency in that type of weather was very impressive.
I want to just rewind a little bit to the game and ask you about your aggressiveness. And I know that you have been asked about it a couple of different times, but my question is, when you go into a game, you have all these fourth downs that you went for last week. Is that pre-planned by opponent because of how you think the game might go? Is that flow of the game, or is it a little bit of both maybe?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Each game's a little bit different from the other games, and you do your homework going into the game in terms of how you want to play, how you want to manage the game. But there is a feel during the game as well, and trusting your gut. And then the execution piece of it was huge last week for us.
Dawson Knox came up big in that game, Coach. He's been with your club since 2019, and I'm reading in the Bills PR notes, they do a great job. He can tie Pete Metzelaar to the Bills tight end record with receiving TDs with one more. But, you know, I know Dalton Kincaid has shown up in the receiving game well this year, but it seems like Dawson Knox is that steady-as-you-go guy that you rely on in all situations that you can really trust in any time on the field.
He really is, and I appreciate you mentioning him. He sometimes gets overlooked a little bit, and his contributions to our team, not just receiving, but also his leadership, his steady hand on our football team has been really appreciated over the last few years in particular.
And one other guy I want to mention, it might not get enough mentions, is Reed Ferguson. And the reason is, with one game played here on Sunday, he can surpass Steve Christie and move into second place in team history for the most consecutive games played. This is the longest tenured Bill. As you know, he was here before you. He's the only Bill that was on this team before you got here, Sean. I know Shaq Lawson was, but he came back. But the consistency to be out there, the reliability at a position, especially in Buffalo weather with Reed Ferguson, what has that meant to you?
Yeah, really a joy to watch a young man develop. When we arrived on the scene, he was a name that was mentioned to me. I believe he spent some time on the practice squad earlier that season before we arrived, and then maybe saw some action later that year, perhaps, or not. I can't remember that far in terms of the detail. But to watch him develop into another leader on our football team, in the way he handled his business on the field, off the field, watching him grow also in terms of his family, it's been, again, another joy to watch and a true testament to who he is and his character.
All right, Coach, obviously very important injury update. You got some guys back at practice, and then obviously Christian Benford showed up yesterday. We'll get to the Barnes Firm injury report brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. What can you tell us about the players this week that you got back, if anybody's going to be out, and on the Christian Benford situation?
Yeah, I'll start with Christian. So Christian injured his toe yesterday in practice and still dealing with it, will not practice today. Terrell Bernard and Joshua Palmer both will be limited today and listed as questionable for the game. And then Joey Bosa, Spencer Brown, Dalton Kincaid, Mitch Trubisky, who was sick yesterday, Cole Bishop, all will be full today in practice.
Will, do you have a designation for Benford as of right now? Do you know if he will be or not be available for Sunday?
We really don't know. We're, you know, just 24 hours roughly off of the incident, so we'll see how today goes.
Okay, that is the Barnes Firm injury report. Bills and the Patriots Sunday at 1 p.m. Patriots, a team that came in here in week five, Coach. You saw him up close, and you saw a young quarterback in Drake May. He pulled off some Houdini acts in that game as well, making some terrific plays. What have you seen on film, even from that game 10 weeks later, about how he's playing?
Yeah, he continues to grow and develop. I mentioned this earlier in the week with their coaching staff. They do a great job, Josh McDaniels in particular, of developing quarterbacks. And then calling a game. You know, he's one of the best play callers in the game, and you know, they've got you know, pieces around him that have helped him in terms of him being their quarterback. You know, with the receivers, the tight ends, and the backs, they've put together a good group right there to surround him and their young quarterback with some good players for him.
And obviously, you mentioned last time you played the game they wanted you to play, and we know how Mike Vrabel coaches defense, and that defense will be ready. What do you see from that side of the ball and how they've evolved under Coach Vrabel throughout the year?
Yeah, they're playing a real complimentary brand of football, very physical. You watched the game, you know, the other Monday night against the Giants prior to their bye week, and it was really physical, and you know, a testament to who they are as a football team and that why they've won 10 straight games. So. You know, one of the top teams in our league, and we'll have our hands full come Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Could be another snow game. We'll see. We're going to have Pat Hammer on here in just a moment, Coach. We're going to find out. But in the meantime, safe travels to Foxborough, and we will talk next Friday. Good luck Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Sal. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Joey Bosa is good to go. That's great news for Sunday. Spencer Brown is good to go. That's great news. Dalton Kincaid, Cole Bishop. However, questionable, Terrell Bernard and Joshua Palmer. And we don't know about Christian Benford yet. Is he going to be listed as questionable? Could be listed as doubtful. Could be good to go. They're going to find out today, but he's not going to practice today. Not going to practice with that toe injury. That's a massive, massive blow to the Bills if Christian Benford can't go. We are going to find out a little bit later from from the team when they release the final injury report about Christian Benford. But man, injured at practice, a toe injury, and we'll see where this goes with Christian Benford on Friday as the injury report, the official injury report, comes out a little bit later. But Sean McDermott ahead of that here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. 803-0550 is the number to call. We'll get Pat Hammer on here in just a moment. We'll get the weather report coming up for Sunday in Foxborough. I was mentioning last night, crazy game, right? You never know. This league, such a weird league. And right now, take a look at that. I know it's like the other conference, whatever. The Bills did play the, you know, NFC South this year. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello. They've seen New Orleans beat them. They've seen Atlanta lost to them. They've seen Carolina went there, beat them. Seen Tampa beat them here in Buffalo. And so you can have your own opinion about the teams because maybe you've seen them. But take a look at that division now after last night's game. My goodness. Carolina 7-6 leads the division. Tampa 7-7. Atlanta and New Orleans are in the bottom. But this could be. They are playing twice in the next 3 weeks. This could be that week 18 flex game that's going to happen. We always are basically, you know, wondering on which games that's going to be. All right, 803-0550. Let's see if we can, Dan, if you can give, Pat a call, that'd be great. Then we can have him on here shortly here, and we'll go through the NFL schedule here in week number 15. So we'll get Pat Hammer on the phone. We'll get the weather update, and we'll also talk about what's happening week 15. Browns at Bears coming up at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Bears fighting for the division in the NFC North. The Browns, yeah, they got a nice performance from Shedeur Sanders last week. The Bills are going to probably face him in a couple of weeks here when they face off. But in the meantime, the Browns, same spot they've been in many years, 3-10 right now. The Bears, not the same spot they've been in for the last many years. In fact, they lost their first for the first time in seven contests. They had won, or six contests. They had won five in a row before that. So they're fighting in the NFC North, and there's a very big fight between the Bears, the Packers, and the Lions. Ravens at Bengals, Sunday at 1 p.m. as well. Now, this is a really interesting game because these two teams played just, a week ago on a Thursday, Thanksgiving night. Bengals beat the Ravens. Bengals are still alive, I think, mathematically, but it's pretty... this thing is not going to happen. They'd have to maybe 8-9, I guess, if they won out. Ravens, though, this is a big matchup for them, big game for them. If they lose this game, they're in serious danger of not making the playoffs and the Steelers winning the North. By the way, how about this? Just the Bills' luck this year, right? I think I look at it this way because, you know, I think that I have my own perceptions of these teams. If the Patriots are to win the division and the Bills finish second because of the crossover matchups next year, the Bills get the second place AFC North team next year, that would be the Ravens, not the Steelers. Steelers would go to New England. And you know what else they'd get in the, I think they had Houston in the South. They finish in second, so just the luck of the draw there. All right, let's get to our guy, Pat Hammer. We got his open there. Let's make sure we get Pat his level. We'll play his open here, Dan, and then we'll get to Pat Hammer here on the Wester Hotline.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist, joins me on the Wester Hotline. Bills at Patriots, Sunday, 1 p.m. in Foxborough. I've been seeing a little bit of reports of some snow maybe creeping up on this game, and I'm like, I don't know. I got to get with Pat on that and see what it's going to be like. So good morning to you. What are we looking at on Sunday?
Good morning, Sal. Yeah, first of all, there is a very cold weather pattern that has been showcasing for a while and for New England, but it's the snow chance that has been the biggest mystery, if you will. It's not a mystery. It's the biggest question for Sunday's game. So here's what it's looking like right now. It's going to be cold. Well, cold for Boston. We're talking about temperatures near 30. In terms of snow, snow will likely fall in Boston. It's likely going to be light, and it's likely going to be before the game, okay? So I'm thinking light snow develops Saturday night into Sunday morning, and it should wrap up by kickoff, if not, you know, let's say 9 or 10 a.m. If it lasts a little longer, I mean, I think it's done by the first quarter. And so we're not looking at a lot. We're looking at, you know, 1-2 inches at this point. It is a close call. This storm takes a little jog to the north, some 50, 60 miles, then we get more. I just don't see that happening. So I think we're looking at some light snow leading up to kickoff.
Okay, you mentioned Boston. Just for clarification, obviously the game's in Foxborough. It is a good 30 miles from Boston. So Foxborough's Foxborough's a little bit southwest, a little southwest. I'm looking at the map right now. Is it? There's no difference there, right, for you? I just want to make sure and clarify.
I did. I'm sorry. I'm just referring to, yes, it is. I know the stadium is a little bit farther south. Sorry, I should have made that clear. I don't think it's enough to make a difference. I think Boston itself is probably like maybe a half of an inch to an inch of snow. But because of its location, Foxborough is a little closer to where the snow will be heavier. So that's why I'm thinking 1-2 for the stadium at this point. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're not like us here, right, where like Buffalo's one thing, but Orchard Park is totally separate. Like you're in a different country, basically, right, when it comes to weather.
Right. Oh, my. There's no other scenario like it in terms of here where your city and your stadium are like, well, one can be balmy and one's like in the Hof system.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's like, yeah. And it's like a wall, right? There's a wall. It's 20 miles away, and it's crazy. It's a wall. It's insane. So, yeah, totally different over there. So I get it. So you're looking at maybe a little bit of snow falling. I don't think then we're not going to get the picturesque snow globe like we got last week, maybe, and we're not going to see that?
It's possible. The system that is going to deliver the snow right now is in Winnipeg, okay? Just north of Minneapolis. So it's kind of a ways away. So it's got, what is that? I don't know, 1,500 miles. So Could something shift between now and then? Yeah, it could. But we're kind of locking in on this forecast. So light snow, pickoff, yes. Maybe some picturesque Hallmark movie type snow. But I really don't think it's going to be a concern. Wind, though, Sal, is another thing. There will be a breeze there. Borderline, I'm going to, 15, 20, 25 mile an hour winds possible. Not huge, but still, that there is a little bit of a factor. And of course, with a 30-degree temperature, that would add a little bit of a wind chill. But the wind is something we gotta to monitor as we get closer to the game, and certainly during the game.
And what is the temperature looking at, like, at kickoff and then throughout the game?
So kickoff 30 to 32 doesn't really change much. Maybe a degree or two cooler at the end, but temperatures are probably pretty ideal, right? The light snow would be a kind of a non-issue. It's the wind that might, we'll see. But there is going to be a breeze that, you'll have to watch, and you'll certainly notice it as you're, driving up to the stadium on Sunday.
I actually did have to wear the ski goggles last week a little bit, because while I was in the stadium, when that snow comes down, sometimes it just swirls and it gets into your face and I couldn't see. You know what I mean? So yeah. I actually did wear the ski goggles last week during that game.
Oh, I love it. I was watching it like so many of us, and I know there was not a lot of wind. I don't live far from the stadium, and there was very little wind. But the way they shot it, it looked like it was at times it was sideways, right? The cameras like zoom in, and it really highlights the flakes sometimes. And at times it really looked like it was whipping around down there. I think I heard you earlier say there wasn't much wind on last Sunday, but at times it really looked like it was kind of windy
there.
It did.
Yeah, our stadium, it gets into that bowl and it just swirls. It's a little bowl, right? So you never know. Yeah. What about people traveling in? This is a game where you're going to get people from Bills fans who come this way from Albany or Syracuse. They're going to go that way maybe for this game. And I even know media members who this is a game where they'll drive. They won't fly. What's the travel look like this weekend into the Boston and Foxborough, Providence area where some people stay, and then after the game coming home?
Okay, so if you're traveling and you want to leave on Saturday, I would wait in terms of your travel between here and there. I don't mean like wait a day. I'm saying maybe go, if you can, in the afternoon. We're going to have snow here. And some of it could be heavy Saturday morning. So I'm going to last all that long. But we're going to get a quick 2 to 4 inches of snow. Visibility will be poor. Wind will be whipping. So it's going to be pretty snowy Saturday. And then if you leave, that you're going to just follow the snow with you. So I would, if you left in the morning. So I would hold off a little bit if you can. The travel to the game will, there will be some snow to deal with. When you get closer to the coast on Saturday, there may be a little bit of rain to deal with Saturday night before the cold air gets there. So travel isn't going to be too bad. But again, if you're an early riser and you want to get a head start on Saturday, maybe wait until, 10, 11 noon, and that heavy snow should taper down. Now, there will be a little bit of snow coming off Lake Ontario, too, if you're going on the thruway. But that should stay just north of the thruway. So I think your travel should be okay.
No issue with getting out here, the team getting out Saturday, right? Getting out of here Saturday.
No. Oh, that's daily. Yeah. What time is wheels up? Is that?
Be early afternoon, I'd say.
Okay. You're fine.
Okay.
Saturday morning, there delays are probably likely at the airport, but by the midday afternoon, it should be fine.
All right, so just be aware on the roads heading over to the airport if you are traveling as well. And then finally, what are we looking at here in Buffalo? Will this cold? It's been very icy, by the way, too. It's been very icy out there. What are we looking at here? How long is this lasting here?
So pretty much since, Thanksgiving, it's been cold. We've been kind of locked into a cold pattern. There has not been a ton of snow in Buffalo. I think we're at like 8 inches for the month. A very different story in the southern tier. I mean, Holiday Valley, Ellicottville, Little Valley, all those areas are just, they're getting rocked with snow. It's been probably one of the best opening, seasons for them, building a nice snow base. But here it isn't. It's just been cold and, like you said, icy. this cold weather pattern, there's going to be one more delivery of cold air. That's this weekend. And then we shut that down for a while. It does warm up by Wednesday, Thursday. We're in the, I would say, low 40s by Thursday, mid to upper 40s with rain, which I'm sorry, I'm a kid at heart when it comes to this. I do not like rain on snow, but, you know, I think we're going to get a little bit of that. And I think kind of leading up to Christmas, it is going to be warmer. It doesn't mean it's going to stay warm. I think we'll still have some shots of some, you know, some cold, but we may have more, rain chances versus snow chances for the next 2 weeks, starting the middle of next week. Then after that, I think the cold returns. So don't think winter is over, but there is going to be a break.
And hopefully we'll have some home playoff games here in Buffalo, but that remains to be seen. Yeah. Bills and Patriots Sunday at 1. Christmas less than 2 weeks away, pal. How about that?
Yeah, I know. 2 weeks from yesterday. So
it's amazing.
I know. It's well, because Thanksgiving was so late, I feel like we like lost a week, you know? So
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, it comes a lot faster. Hey, I got to run. You have a great weekend. Thanks for the update, and we'll talk to you next Friday, bud.
All right, safe travels.
All right, thank you very much. Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Northtown Automotive Buffalo Football Friday Extra Point Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.